Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paul and Jordana and DJ and you, thanks for joining us. A little bit of breaking news. It isn't a reality yet, but Elon Musk, who just bought Twitter, says that he's going to bring the former president Donald Trump back onto the Twitter platform if he wants to come back. And so he doesn't own it yet. A few months until he closes on this. But just curious, and we want to get your opinion. Text us for now, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Does this leave you euphoric? Does it leave you deliriously happy? Does it leave you with a sense of foreboding? What do you think about that breaking news? Stephen Belton, hate to ambush you with this, but we hit you with a lot of stuff that's fresh breaking. And so, yeah, we want to get your opinion. What do you think of Donald Trump back on Twitter?
Well, so hello, Jordana and Paul.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi. I'm kind of used to. I kind of joined this call with my flak jacket on because I'm kind of used to your ambush question.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I'm sort of nonplussed about the whole announcement of what Elon Musk intends to do with bringing former President Trump back. But I will also share that I don't miss the way that. I don't miss the way that Trump dominated the headlines at all. I don't miss being sort of caught up in his, you know, in his whirlwind of tweeting every day and all that that meant. But you know, if he comes back, he comes back. If he doesn't, he doesn't. It's okay.
So yeah,
I'll live with it. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that, like checking Twitter with like this apprehension, like, oh God, what did he say now? What do we have to deal with today? You know, I would check it so trepidatiously because I was like, what's this new storm going to be like? So, I mean, it was a lot of drama and sometimes entertaining, but I hear you, Stephen. We all did. Well, I mean, I guess we had to. He was the president of the United States. You know, we all were reactionary to his whims.
And his fans said that, look, you're cutting off free speech, when in fact it was under the terms and conditions of Twitter, which is not a government entity. It is a private platform, privately owned. And apparently the former president violated the terms by inciting violence. So
I don't believe for a moment that Elon Musk is doing this because he's a champion of free speech. I think Elon Musk is a champion of capitalism, and I think it's good for his platform and for his new business if in fact the deal goes through, to have the president come back. Whether or not he supports Trump politically, I don't know and don't care, but what this does is catalyze a lot of interest. It creates, he becomes even more of a lightning rod for public interest and commentary, and that will drive business to Twitter.
Yeah.
It sure does. It sure does.
Okay.
Stephen, we also had this conversation yesterday. I wanted to get your take on high-speed internet. Yesterday, the Biden administration said 48 million, and I'm astounded that it's so many, but 48 million low-income households that don't have access. That's why I'm astounded, because 48 million don't have access. That's more than 10% of our country high-speed internet. And they are revealing that they are going to give them access to high-speed internet and cap the cost at $30 a month for households that qualify. You know, the president says high-speed internet is a necessity, and Paul and I agree. Paul said it was like water. It's you have to have it now. And I think I agree with all of those things. So how will that impact even people in our community? Are we one of the communities affected that don't have high-speed internet in certain areas?
Absolutely. So they're a third of, it's actually 34% of black adults in the United States have no broadband high-speed internet access. But equally disturbing, this is a kind of a two-headed snake here. You need both broadband access, but you also need a device in order to be able to access it, because, you know, having one without the other doesn't get you anywhere. And so part of what the Biden proposal does, some of the plans that would be operated will offer, discounts on devices. But I think it's the device that's going to be equally important. Here's what we learned at the Urban League during the pandemic. So, you know, think about February of 2020 or 2021, I've lost track of time, when everything shut down here in Minnesota and across the country, the Urban League had to go remote. We had to start doing everything that we were doing. We had to start doing it remotely and digitally. And what we discovered is that while we were able to do it, meaning our staff, we're able to get laptops, we're able to convert our programs that we had been doing online, that we had been doing in person to online. What we discovered was that our clients were not able to do it, and they were not keeping up with us. And because what was happening is we were learning that families were operating, you could have a four or five person family, sometimes even larger, with a single or maybe two devices in their possession. And often that was a cell phone, and even more, that cell phone was one that was operated on these sort of, you purchase a block of minutes by the month kind of plan. That's no way to get it done, particularly when you have parents and adults who are trying to work perhaps remotely, children who are in education, who are in school, trying to do that remotely. It simply wasn't working. And so broadband internet access was only part of the equation. The other half was having a device that would help it done. And by the way, Jordana, my understanding of the Biden program is that it doesn't cap the cost of $30, but will produce programs that would be capped at $30. And so, meaning that it doesn't say that you can only charge up to $30 to provide internet access, but rather it provides some programs that would, some plans that would have a $30 option. What I'm concerned about with some of those plans is whether they get all the bells and whistles that you and I are accustomed to with our internet service provider.
Stephen, real quick question here. We're running out of time. Wish these segments were longer, but $500 million going out to frontline workers who kept the wheels on the bus literally during the pandemic. Now the question is, who qualifies as a frontline hero? Do you have any thoughts? For me, it's apparent healthcare workers, that's a no-brainer. But a lot of other people also stepped up and kept things going. What do you think about that? Who should get checks?
I think our memories are really short, but I just remember how dependent I was on everybody from the FedEx and UPS and United States Postal Service who were delivering stuff to us, the people who stayed open at the drugstores, all of these people who were engaged and who did not have a choice but to engage ought to be considered in there. And so personally, I say, yep, all the money is well spent. We owe them this thanks. And then our memories need to be a little stronger, a little more robust. We need to be a little bit more grateful now that we seem to be over the hump in recognizing the people who made great sacrifices. Some of these people died, Paul and Jordana, because they had to work and because they got COVID. And I think we should never forget that.
Yeah.
Agreed. And amen. and also we know that your brother was also somebody who died during the pandemic, and we think about him and we remember him, and honor him by honoring the workers that did help out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for saying that.
No problem. Yeah. Stephen, the one thing we didn't address today, and maybe we can do this next week, something called digital redlining was something I learned about recently. I'm sure you're familiar with it, as we are with redlining and housing, but maybe we can talk a little bit about that next week and how that affects marginalized communities.
I'd love to do that. It's one more way that it's something that can easily be unpacked and addressed, but it is an insidious problem. Happy to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe next week. Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Belton, the president and CEO of the Urban League Twin Cities. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome. Good to be with you, as always. Bye.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that. It's not something I fully understand, but I want to know more, and it's happening in our community. Just another example of inequity, inequality, racism, structural racism that has been going on, and I want people to know more about it, including myself.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.